Welcome to the Drivel Hour.
We need to get rid of handicap parking spots.
The little silver bubbles or whatever they're called.
Did you just like keep going without like letting it phase you?
It was like spooky in a way, but it was kind of nice. Yeah.
The houses and buildings were destroyed.
I pull up the camera and I hear this buzzing sound in the phone.
All this and more on this episode of the Drivel Hour. Thanks for listening.
Left arrow, right arrow, Coca-Cola, recycle me, carbonated water.
That's wild. Okay, recycle me.
That's
you got to put that in there.
I absolutely will.
Does anybody have a good thing to start on? Or are we just going to go for it?
Oh, I have an unpopular opinion.
Oh, okay, yeah, call back.
Okay, we need to get rid of handicapped parking spots.
Really? Why is that?
There's way too many of them, and they're not, have you ever seen all of them being used?
Yeah, normally it's one van that takes up all
three. It's like one van with like rust on the wheels.
Yeah.
And there's like some old guy that can walk perfectly fine getting out. It's like, come on.
That old guy was me when I had my handicap parking.
Oh, that is nice.
Did you take advantage of that?
Oh, absolutely.
Nice.
The temporary ones, which are red, the permanent ones are blue, but the temporary ones are red. I'm sorry, the blue ones are for 4 years. Anything below 4 years is red.
Yeah.
So I was given one for 3 months. And so at the end of the 3 months, I went back to my doctor and I was like, since I'm still in physical therapy and I'm still in pain, can I have another one? And he looked at me with like the most like, bruh, eyes. And he was like, yeah, I guess.
Let's go.
So, and I used it till the very day it expired.
Yeah, but were you like the only, you always got the first spot?
It's like, not always.
No one ever there, though.
It's true. There were 99 times out of 100, yes, I was the only handicapped out of 4 or 5 parking spaces.
At least get rid of all of them except for like 3 or 2.
Sure.
You know, because there's like 8 or 9 sometimes.
It's yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Why do you need that?
If it's like a Kroger.
Yeah. So, that's
disabled
true.
People don't go to Kroger.
Go to Kroger. What do you mean?
That's true. Matt's got a point. Yeah, there were times where I would go to a bigger place, like a grocery store, and there would be no handicapped parking spaces left, and then I would actually have to park very far away.
Wow. Dang.
Yeah. Me and my crippled self.
So, okay, what do you think is the disabled people hotspot?
Let's see. Leave disabled that. People hotspot. Are we talking like permanent, like
the Golden Corral?
Are we talking? Probably. Are we talking physically disabled or mentally?
Mentally is Waffle
I don't
House.
Think they. I don't think okay. they get to drive.
No, but like anyone you see coming out of a vehicle in a handicapped parking spot can walk perfectly fine. Like that's all I've ever seen.
Yeah,
but it's mentally disabled. I think most of the time because you'll see them. Mm. When I said take up 3 parking spots, it's one vehicle because they park so badly. I've seen this so many times. Yeah.
Sometimes it's just like really old ladies that must have like finagled their way into getting one too. It's like, how do you get that?
I mean, maybe, but like I get, like you don't want to carry groceries
my bunion
that far.
Tart. Right.
Or whatever, if your discs are degenerating, but like.
I mean, I'll tell you, I mean, it was a luxury and a half to be able to, no matter how busy, you know, unless the handicap parking spaces were full, but no matter how busy it was, to just be able to park right next to the door and not have to worry about walking a long distance, and it was awesome.
Yeah.
Should be like a baseball
like a
cap with like
card.
The wheelchair, like the blue wheelchair on it, and you could call it a handicap.
Whoa!
Wouldn't
nice.
That just be a hand, though? Handy,
no.
Or what about WC?
No, because I like the handicap sign, but on a hat, so it's a hat like a cap with the handicap, so it's like double handicap
cap.
Yeah,
gotcha. Okay,
mm-hmm. And then in the back you could have like the words handy or something.
This would be a handy handicap cap.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't know, like in like small print in the back.
You
know?
Did that.
Handy.
Or like
what does that mean? What do you mean by that?
But if you put a Coca-Cola bottle top on it, it'd be a handy cap. Like on the inside of the hat where you could screw it onto a Coca-Cola bottle.
What would you mean? Taking this into a whole different universe, dude.
Mine was reasonable.
It's the handicap EU.
The multiverse.
Yeah. That's good. Oh, that's good.
It's just a guy named Cap.
So, who's a handyman?
No, he's just like perfectly physically fit. He just like wears a hat.
So how do you feel about like timers? Like you can have like the handicap parking space has like a sign and it's like for handicap people or 15 minute or less
like
parking.
A toll.
Or you need to make
the
handicap people rush. Go faster in your wheelchair when you're inside the store.
If you put parking meters on handicap spots.
That's so cool. Put them up like higher, so if they're in wheelchairs, they can't get to it.
No, but
and they just stand there with like the ticket machine ready to get it.
Oh my
god! Is their time expired? That's funny. No, but honestly, what if there was like you were handicapped, so you either had to have the placard, the license plate, or you could pay to use the spot. Like even
so it's like, oh, that's really smart.
Yeah.
Because and then honestly, all the funds go to like a charity that supports disabled people.
Right. Yeah. Like
that's actually probably the solution.
Yeah, like really PETA.
That's animals.
Yeah. Oh. But
what's the one for vegetables? Because that would be
farmersonly.com.
What? Only farms?
Vegetables.
Your local farmers market. It's just
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That's fun.
Okay. No, it's an idea and a half. We should explore it.
Yeah.
So the three of us went to that RV show a couple weeks ago. How'd you guys think about that? What was your opinion?
I thought it was fun. We should have saved the giant bus for last though, because that was the highlight.
Yeah, we kind of started with the nicest stuff.
Yeah, we should have worked our way up.
Okay. Yeah.
Should have started with the little silver bubbles or whatever they're called. You know,
Airstream.
Yeah.
Those.
Okay.
And then worked our way up to the
Megabus.
Yes.
Master Coach or whatever it's called. American Club.
Yeah. American Express.
Newmar.
Newmar.
It was the which one? We saw the Dutch Star. That was the one we saw.
Yeah, Anthony wants
and
the
then
Dutch Star.
American Coach was the other manufacturer. I don't think they had a bus there though.
Is there a Belgian Star?
I'm not
for
sure.
For our listeners in Belgium.
Yeah, shout out to Belgium, guys. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
Send us some chocolate.
Yeah. With Newmar's trim, they have the name Star and then the name Air. So the Star is like the lower, entry level. And then they have the name Air is like the high level. So Mountain Star, Mountain Air.
So Dutch Air would be like really fancy.
Yeah.
We didn't get to see that.
I don't think they have one. They don't have the Dutch Air. They have the King Air. King Air. And that's actually, that one doesn't come off the assembly line like regularly.
How do you spell Newmar?
Newmar. That one.
Pull it up, J-Mo.
The King Air has to be ordered. That is their top line, and that does not go to dealerships. That has to be custom ordered. So you get to choose everything: flooring, cabinet color, layout. Mm-hmm. Everything. So, yeah. But because I worked at an RV dealership, I wanted to kind of show the boys around.
Of course.
And, yeah, the closest thing to the entrance where we were was the biggest, most luxury bus there, which was the Newmar Dutch Star.
I mean, it looks cool.
It's bigger than my house.
That's a Mountain Air.
Is it?
On the bottom of the
photo.
What is
a Mountain Air? That thing looks crazy.
They're all different.
That's decent.
Yeah, it's above.
Yeah,
it's
that's probably more like.
That is the Dutch Air. Whoa, that's old. That's
2009.
Really old. Yeah.
It looks like Dutch Air might
be
like
I guess
older.
They do have a Dutch Air. Maybe they still make them. I just don't know. But yeah. So like
I don't think so.
Country Star.
The new Dutch Star looks
so
crazy.
So look up
though.
The King Air. That's
yeah,
King
that's
Air
the. But again, they're all going to be different because they're all custom built. So. I was actually driving down the road the other day and I saw a King Air in someone's driveway.
Wow.
Yeah. I was like,
was they rich?
They must be.
Was their house big?
No. No, okay, it was actually kind of, believe it or not, it was...
Well, it makes sense because they have two houses, basically.
That's true.
So,
and, I mean, the King Air and today's dollar would probably be about 1.5 to order.
There's, like, kind of a black and white kind of theme, a little more drab.
Mm.
Okay.
Looks modern.
You probably change it.
Yeah,
yeah,
I mean, again,
sure.
It's literally...
That's ugly.
It's 100% custom.
It's so cold.
Yeah.
That looks a lot nicer, a little more warm. Mm-hmm. The lighting under the couch is
little,
quite
like,
nice.
Mini library.
Yeah.
Anyway, the brakes and all your books would fall onto the floor.
Yeah, I have a Newmar fifth wheel. They stopped making fifth wheels a long time ago, but I have a Country Star fifth wheel, which is pretty low in trim
level.
Yeah,
this is crazy to me. How old are you?
I'm 18.
You're 18, mm-hmm. And you own a fifth wheel trailer.
Yeah, that I plan on living in.
dope, dude.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
It's like a step up from being homeless.
Yeah, I would say so. but yeah, so I have the country.
At least you own it. You don't have to pay taxes on it, you know, right?
Yeah, I plan on writing it off as a business expense, as an office trailer. Yes.
Nice. It was like if you had an apartment, you still have to, you know, pay rent.
Yeah, stuff, right. So. Yeah.
I haven't seen your new, you got a new truck.
I did.
I haven't seen it. Have you seen it, Anthony?
I sent you guys a photo.
Yeah. Oh, Matt, have you,
I saw
Matt,
a picture of it on
I have seen it,
the trailer.
It's mine. Yes, I saw it the day, I looked at it twice, and then I saw it the day I bought it. So 3 days, and I haven't seen it since. It is up at a buddy's property, up way up north, like an hour north, and the transmission is sitting in the bed of the truck. So I need, me and my buddy went, because he's getting married and a bunch of BS and whatever, but... so in a couple months we'll put the tranny in it and it should be all good. I may, it's got 250 miles on it.
What's your opinion on trannies?
I just hope I don't get any tranny fluid.
I say as long as they're happy.
Yeah.
Tranny fluid.
That's crazy.
That's a mixed bag, huh? don't know what you're going to get.
Yeah. But,
that's crazy.
The motor may need to be rebuilt, which I now know how to do because I'm in college to be a diesel. Yeah.
You lucky
mechanic.
Cool dude.
Yeah. I don't want to do it. I don't, because just parts alone to do the rebuild is like $7,000. So, and then all the three or four full days it'll take me to take the engine out. And
it's
really,
a diesel?
It is. It's a, yeah.
Would
it's
you
a
have to
VIN? 6-7 power, VIN. It's a 6-7 power stroke. But,
okay.
Yeah. No, it's a nice truck. I really
power
like it.
Stroke.
Yeah.
That's
is
cool.
That your other nickname in high school?
No. I was going to say that, but.
All right.
I like two-stroke Detroit better.
Yeah, that one's
awesome. Yeah, that's a good one. I'm actually, in my engine class, I'm rebuilding a, that's a four-stroke Detroit, but yeah. DD13. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good engine.
It's good,
good thing I'm really. That's wild.
DD,
yeah, Detroit diesel. I'm really glad I'm not rebuilding the Cummins engine though. Nope. In Dallas, it'd be a DDD.
Ooh,
yeah, terrible song.
I just heard that song the other day, and I was like, "What on earth?"
Unironically,
yeah, like popped up in a country like the radio.
Okay.
Country radio.
Yeah.
What?
You listen
to
Spotify.
You listen to country. Oh, okay. I was going to say.
Yeah.
Country radio in Detroit must be wild.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I was like a Luke Combs song, and then I just let it play, and then I just saw Down in Dallas on my screen. I was like, this is going to be interesting. Yeah. Don't actually do.
You should listen to it just so you can understand the pain we went
through. It's pretty melodic, isn't it?
It's quite nice.
Yeah.
He tries. It's the, I guess.
I don't remember.
It's not, no. I don't want to give him any credit.
I feel like
anything.
Usually people that write songs like that don't put a whole lot of effort into
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
Unless your name's Dixon Dallas.
He's so good. Shout out.
Yeah. Yeah. But
okay, so speaking of cars, the other day, well, we were talking about cars, but we're, engine, whatever, you know, like this broad, whatever.
For sure. You know, go ahead.
So I woke up one day and I went to go to my car and I had a flat tire and I was like, ugh. Because I was leaving just in time to get there like a minute late to school.
Right.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, crap.
Like 8:01 for your 8 o'clock class.
No, well, it's actually a noon class. So
that's
I was like,
embarrassing.
Yeah. Yeah, I got to sleep in, you know, it was like 11:40 or whatever. So I just, you know, getting out of my car. And
it's 11:60. I still got 40 minutes left.
I woke up at 8, to be fair, all right?
Okay.
But so anyway, okay. It's very all flat. Right. So I pull it out of my driveway and I'm like, okay, I got to get to school. So my dad comes back. He ends up dropping me off to class or whatever. I come back.
Wait, go back. Why? What happened?
Why? I have a bad flat.
Oh, tire. Okay. Yeah, yeah. All right. Yeah.
And so my dad, like after he drops me off, he tries to fill it up. But the thing he tries to fill it up with is actually like a tire, like
for
fixer flat. It's like a fixer flat, so it like sprays like a bunch of like latex all over.
Yeah, yeah. Those are really bad.
Yeah. And
So it didn't work.
Yeah, I don't think the air was, the tire was so flat it couldn't even like get in the thing.
Oh, gotcha.
So it was just all over the ground. It looked nasty.
Nice,
Dad. It's just a car. Anyway,
whoa.
Wow. So I need to figure out. I don't know if like. I don't really know how to like change a tire all that well, but I do have a jack in my car, but I didn't have to, like, time to figure out because I wanted to get it in tonight, or that night. So I call AAA. He comes to change the tire, puts the thing on. I go take it to Bell Tire.
Did you have to pay for that, AAA?
No.
It was through insurance or something?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah, you get three free ones. Yeah.
Oh, good. Okay. Yeah. Per year?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because that's like $400 to come out and change your tire.
Yeah, yeah.
He just put the spare on?
He just put the spare on, yep. And then I went and took it to Bell Tire.
Oh, and you didn't do discount?
I did discount the other time I got a flat. They both do it for free, so it doesn't really matter.
Mm. Yeah, but if you do it through discount, you have your account set up, and then they have like...
I already have one set up.
I know, but Bell, I have very ill feeling toward Bell, but go ahead.
Well, anyway, they did fine. My tire works now, so.
Okay.
But anyway, I go inside, and I'm telling him my name, right? My name's Anthony, and I was spelling my last name, and it has the letter D in it. That's all I'm going to give you guys. And, you say, like, what do you say? Like,
let's play Cowbull. Where is the D?
No. No. So, you say, like, you'll say, like, like double, like what's like, you know, like when you're saying something like A as an alpha, like that's the military version, yeah, B as in Bravo type of thing.
The phonetic alphabet.
Right. And normally when you get to D, you're like D as in David, right?
No.
That's the one you say. It like just regularly. Okay. Well, no, Delta is the military version. Okay. D is, David is like the normal people version.
All right.
And when I get to that point, I totally blank on what you're supposed to say. So instead of saying David, I say D as in Dick. And the guy that's taking my thing, he's like an older guy and he's like totally serious. But the guy next to him is just like cracking up, dying. And he's like, I'm going to use that. He's just like,
that's awesome.
Yeah, so
D
funny.
Is in Dick.
Yeah.
So
D
I mean,
duck.
the dick is not towards. I mean, you still got a couple letters after that in your last name. So how did
several? Yes.
Yeah. So how did you just like keep going without like letting it phase you, or did you stop and like he just thinks your name,
I, like,
your last name ended at the D?
Well, the guy didn't start laughing like right away, so I was able to like finish before I like. He's just cracking up at it.
That's so good.
It's pretty funny. Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, that's my story.
Nice.
Yeah, I love, I know the phonetic alphabet because my dad was in the military and I was into planes for a long time. And I had
Alpha, Bravo, Charlie,
Delta. Echo, Foxtrot, EHG, Golf, Hotel, India, HIJ, Julia, Kilo, Lima, Mike, November,
Mike.
Oscar, Papa, Q, Quebec, Romeo, Sierra,
Nevada,
Tango, Uniform,
Mist,
Vector,
now called Starry.
Yeah, I saw that. Vector, TUV, W, Whiskey, X-Ray, Yankee, Zulu.
Wow. Yeah,
phonetic alphabet.
Dang.
Yeah, cut that
anyway.
Part.
Nerd.
Anyway, so I know it, and when I worked at the at the dealership, and I have to take part numbers down, and everyone, the public, would use their own, like you said, normal people phonetic alphabet, and people would come up with some wild stuff.
Yeah. Because
there's standard like A as in apple, F as in Frank, and then there'd be like. P is in psoriasis, and I'm like, what? What?
<That's so laughs> P is in pterodactyl.
Yeah.
Like, huh?
Yeah.
Huh?
Silent.
Yeah. That is funny.
But nice. So it was, and then sometimes, I would get so into that mindset that when I would call a manufacturer, I'd forget the phonetic alphabet I know, and I'd make up my own, and it would be, something stupid like, P is in phone or whatever, just stupid stuff.
I love it.
But yeah, phonetics are fun.
Yeah, it is fun. Kind of.
So what happened? Did you get your tire fixed? You said it got, they fixed it. Is it like still fixed though?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Like held air and everything? You didn't, because you had originally said you might have to buy a new wheel.
Oh, I was worried because I was worried that my rims had punctured it, but I guess not.
Oh, okay. Did they say what happened? Was it just a nail or?
I guess I forgot to ask.
Oh, okay. All right. All right. Cool. Yeah,
I didn't see it. When the guy took it off, I like tried to check. I didn't see any nail, but I guess it could have been like a puncture. It could have been a really small one too.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Like the tiny ones you can only see if you like submerge them.
Right.
And look for bubbles.
Yeah.
To see the air escaping, but that's, you can't just like see it with the.
Right.
Yeah.
And yeah, For those of you that don't know this, I guess Bell and Discount, they give you free flat repair if it is through the tread. If you run over a nail or a rock or even hit a pothole and it's on the tread, they can fix it. Mm-hmm. What I found out the hard way is if you get a puncture or cut on the sidewall of the tire, then the integrity of the tire is now compromised and it is not fixed. Whoa. So on my dad's car when I was 15, you know, I had my permit, so he was riding shotgun. And it was February and it was, you know, the road was all the same color because it was raining or sleeting or snowing and the potholes were all filled in the same color as the road because of the rain. So I hit a pothole and it cut the sidewall of both left side tires.
Ooh.
And knocked the car out of alignment.
One hell of That's a circumcision.
Yes.
What?
It's crazy. Anyway. So, yeah, so that I had to buy, even though those tires had maybe 4,000 miles on them, had to get two brand new tires and get the front end alignment.
Your
redone.
Daddy made you pay for it?
Some of it, yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes, but
I don't even know, how would you cut your tire in a pothole?
I guess the way it, fell off the road into the pothole, maybe.
Must have been a deep.
It's impressive.
It was really deep. It hit hard. But, yeah, so that was, and then of course, you know, we had to get it towed, and it couldn't be towed by a regular tow truck. It had to be on a rollback flatbed,
right?
Because you know that rear axle, both axles couldn't be on the ground. So
yep,
that was a whole fun experience.
Lovely.
Nice.
And then of course, COVID hit, so I didn't actually drive for like another 9 months.
Yeah.
So damn. The next time I got on the road was quite scary. I was still traumatized.
Did either of you guys drive during COVID? Like during that whole quarantine.
It's a long
period.
Time ago.
Yeah.
Very, very
Probably.
Little.
Yeah.
What did I do? I don't remember.
That might have been a topic of mine I wanted to talk about.
Yeah. Because I just remember going out. I think I was still trying to get my hours in for my driver's permit. And there was no one on the road whatsoever. It was
nice.
It was spooky in a way, but it was kind of nice.
Apocalyptic.
Yeah. Definitely.
Of course,
apocalyptic.
You live in the boonies anyway, so.
So wait. So seeing even less cars than normal in the boonies is terrifying.
Yeah,
I bet
there's no one.
We Scary. Think about when I mean I don't want to get too political, but you look back on 2020 and everything that was happening, it's wild to think about. Here in the state of Michigan, our
that
governor
is controversial.
Yeah, here in the state of Michigan, our governor had put state troopers at the border of Ohio and Indiana,
it
making
was.
Sure people weren't leaving unless they had a medical or business reason.
Mm-hmm.
It was a lot of really wild stuff happened.
For sure.
And we just kind of forgot about it. We just kind of moved on with our lives. And
we reelected the same governor.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, absolutely insane.
Amen. Vote for her again if I could.
That's crazy, man.
I'd vote for Obama again if I could.
Yeah.
Their term.
Did we talk about driver's training? I have deja
yeah, we
vu.
Did. We
did we?
Mm-hmm.
No, we not now. In previous episode,
last episode.
Did we? Okay, yeah, because I have deja vu talking about. But yeah, okay.
Vujade.
Yeah.
Didn't see that one coming, did you?
I didn't. That was pretty cool. Yeah, no, I did not drive throughout any of COVID. I think the next time I actually, that's not true. I drove in May up north when the dam burst up there in northern Michigan.
Damn.
Yeah. I can't remember the name of the town. Northern Michigan.
Mm.
Way up there.
I can't.
Anyway, those two.
Saskatchewan.
That's way north.
Saskatchewanee. Yeah, there was those couple dams up in northern Michigan that broke during COVID in May, and I went up there with my dad and another buddy to go see it. And
Midland?
It was. It was north of there, but yes. Yeah. But yeah, anyway. So I drove there, and then besides that, I did not drive until I took segment 2 in October of 20.
My uncle actually drove there to see it in a helicopter.
Wow.
And just chilled and got to see everything.
He drove the helicopter like he was on a trailer?
No.
He dropped marshmallows on everybody.
Yeah. No. Like the Hulk with the taco from Endgame.
Oh. To him with his pinky finger.
Here, guys, here's some marshmallows. Yeah. Just dropping them from the helicopter. That's funny. That's
he just showed up to see how it looked.
Yeah,
he can do that.
No, I still have photos on my phone. It's wild because the cemeteries are flooded, and you're like, well.
Well, it's crazy what's dry too. Good. It's there's lakefront properties or probably riverfront, I guess, and it's it's just bare land.
Yeah,
yeah,
and it's
and you
so
see.
Weird.
I mean, I remember driving up and down the streets, and you see.
Is it still like that too?
I haven't been there in a while. But
yeah, I haven't been there since
that time.
It was
within a year when I went last time.
Let me see if I can find some photos, because I remember driving up and down the streets, the houses and buildings were destroyed. They were completely wiped out.
No, it was crazy. I mean, yeah, so much wreckage and then just dryness.
Yeah.
Tiny little puddles where lakes should be.
Yeah. It was and then you saw I went to the hydroelectric dam and it was just dry.
Yeah. So what was the fault there? What was the failure?
They said
obviously the dam, but
yeah, they said it was engineering.
I want names.
Exactly. They said it was engineering. I'm not sure how much I believe that.
Damn.
My opinion, of course. Tom did. That's Christ.
Damn. Over.
Here it is.
Damn.
I've only got. Oh, I must have offloaded. I only have videos of it. If you guys want to.
No.
So, yeah. This is just.
I'm still black and white. I can't tell anything. the ground looks like.
Here's debris piled up at the hydroelectric dam. Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
The cheese there.
Debris? No way.
The cheddar.
Yeah, it is hard to tell, but it's a lot of stuff. And I don't know. It's hard to tell in the video, but you can see, like, I shouldn't say thousands, but hundreds of acres of where the lake used to be. That was just mud.
Mm-hmm.
Hundreds of acres.
Yeah, that was crazy.
But, 2020 is wild. I can't, you know. It's weird to think that we just, like, we lived through it and we just went along with everything. And
it was a horrible time. I don't think anyone enjoyed it.
And another, you know, people, I don't know, I think we talked about this a little bit, but people outside of blue states don't understand, like, what happened and what we went through. Like, in Florida, you know, my cousins and my family in Florida, they talked about, well, everything shut down, like, apocalyptic, like we did here, for about a week and a half, 2 weeks, 14 days. And then things opened up, and within a month, everything was back to normal.
Yeah. I think they were the first to, like, clamp down hard, but they let up super soon.
Yeah, and that's, you know, thanks to Big Daddy DeSantis. And people...
Medium-sized.
He shouldn't be running for president. Hot take. He needs to wait. He needs to wait his turn. But anyway.
Interesting.
To be fair, if I was him, I would want to do it now. Because, like, he's just going off of being the governor in a very popular state where he's very popular. Like, now's his chance.
That's true. I can see that.
Of course, I don't think it's going to work out.
He's not doing very well in the polls, but...
Yeah.
Anyway, so yeah, it was, you know, the Florida did, you know, red states in general opened up fairly quickly. You know, by May of 20, everything was back to normal. And then, you know, in Michigan, we locked down and we slowly opened. And then in July of 20, we locked back down again. And then we slowly opened. And then right 2 days before the election, we locked back down again in November and slowly opened and then locked over Christmas.
Yeah.
And that cycle continued. By slowly opened, we never got open. We got from like 10 people in a department store. We were allowed to have 100 people in a department store.
Yeah.
And there were security guards standing at the front. Like it was a shoe release drop where only so many people were allowed in the store at once, which was crazy.
It was crazy.
There were, you know, grocery stores. They had those one way aisles. You remember, you worked in a grocery store. You remember that?
Yeah. We're in like the boonies. So like we didn't care as much, but still.
But yeah, one way aisles and grocery stores.
Those, like floor stickers that like, keep your distance.
They're still there too. Yeah.
And a lot of stores.
Like the remnants.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, you know, and then of course by, Memorial Day weekend, Whitmer had announced Memorial of 21. She had announced we would open at the end of August.
Yep.
And then she had said in early June, we'd open July 1st. And then on some random Friday, she's like, we're opening Monday, June, June 22nd. And everyone was like, why? Like, why are you such all of a sudden in a hurry? And we all know why, because she wants people to forget so that they'd reelect her. And that's exactly what happened.
Yep.
But yeah, it was just it was really weird. And then, it went from there were less restrictions by June of 21 as far as people being inside. But everyone was still required to wear masks in every business. There were still had to be signs, you know, mandated signs had to be posted and the whole 6 foot thing. And then, Monday, June 22nd, just like that, everything was open as if it never happened.
Yeah, completely random.
I remember seeing posts from the carnival companies that I had worked for and seen that were like, the outside is going to open on this date. And it's like, if you would have put that in any other context, like before 2020, the outside is going to be open after a year and a half. That's crazy. They shut down outdoor events for a year and a half. All of it. Yeah. I mean, it's just, you can't even fathom.
There's so many just crazy things that, like, became normal.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, we never saw anyone in masks ever before 2020.
I mean, if you did, they were either a doctor or, like, someone
Asian.
From, they were someone from overseas that came over here.
And, well, no, specifically, like, Asia, because the air quality is so bad there.
Right.
In China.
Yeah. But even, you see Asian people in the grocery store even before 2020, and they'd be wearing masks, and I think it's just a habit for them. But
sometimes.
Absolutely. One out of every 100,000 people would you see wearing a mask in public.
Yeah. Social distancing was just like a normal thing after a while.
Yeah.
And we're totally desensitized to like anyone wearing masks now. It's like you see someone with a mask, you don't even really notice it.
Right.
And you're like, 420.
I do.
Do you?
Like, why are you wearing that, you little weirdo?
It's so weird.
Seeing people.
What are you, ugly or something?
See, mask fishing was a big problem in 2020 and 21.
One of the most pressing issues.
I fell victim of that. I was in youth group. And
what
I
was
asked,
his name?
Wow. I was in.
He had pretty eyes.
I was in youth group, and I had seen what I thought was a cute girl, so I asked for her Instagram, and I
you
later.
Pulled out a.
Yeah, I found out later that I had been fished.
Did you have like teeth like a fish? Little shark teeth?
Fish don't have teeth.
Some of them do.
Do they?
Yeah.
Like piranhas?
They do.
Are they even,
a couple other ones.
Are they? Yeah. I don't remember what her teeth looked like.
I don't think they really get braces all that often, but.
Probably not.
Yeah.
Do you think they use tools to try and make braces?
I think they probably don't care as much about their appearance. They're probably like British people.
That's crazy.
And that's only because we don't have any viewers in Britain yet.
British. It's really funny. I really like those British memes or like the reels that it's like, you know, I woke up today, not British, not attracted to feet, not, you know, living in.
Not eating beans and toast.
Yeah, exactly. God is good. And then people in the comments are like, woke up today, not American, didn't die in a school shooting.
Yeah,
God
that's
is
always
good.
The
yeah.
That's
and
their
it's like,
go-to
dude,
thing.
Like, calm down, all right?
It's like, just because your middle school got attacked with someone with a club.
a knife.
Straight up knife.
Is that really what happened?
Knivings are way more.
Yeah, they just go at each other with bludgeons.
That's awesome.
Bludgeon you, mate.
We don't even know what
oh, bludgeon you, bloody. Are you?
We don't even know what a bludgeon is over here. We don't want to get that far.
Yeah.
Or that close.
Club.
Yeah.
Club. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Just like Fred Flintstone type kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or like we have country clubs. That's about it.
Of course, I think Fred Flintstone actually had better teeth than most British people. He was in the Stone Age.
Well, he took the gummies.
Oh, yeah. Blue Chew, baby.
I'd like to thank our sponsor of today's episode.
No.
Blue Chew. Did you guys do the Flintstones gummies as kids?
No.
No, we did Meyer brand.
I think we had, what was the other like popular brand that was like actual gummy bears?
I remember those.
Critter, like something
yes.
Critters.
Yes,
were not,
I did those.
I don't think they were that good. They were like.
I snacked on them. I used to pour out like 10 and like make them play with each other.
Dog.
I'm sorry, dude.
You're D'd up, dog. Yeah. All that vitamin D inside. Didn't it work?
Oh, no. Oh, that's not okay.
That's crazy.
I want to take a quick break for our sponsor. One of the most pressing issues of today is earworms, and that's a fact. Major overseas
that
conflicts are
big
peanuts compared to these catchy tunes that just can't leave you alone. Auditory Ale offers a super amazing, awesome kick booty solution. Sing or hum that parasitic melody into our robot, which, due to shortages, only comes in Pakistani and Samoan. And at that moment, he'll spit out the full version of the song in no time, along with the name of the song. Fortunately, we were actually able to get a hold of one in our studio to test it. I'll give you guys a demo. And I'm going to start singing. I'm going to start humming a song, and then the robot is going to respond with the name of the song. And then, let's see. Robot, respond. And then, that was nice. And that is by what robot? Jane? Oh, okay. Nice. And here's another one.
We done south in the land of paper, rattlesnakes and alligators right away.
And that is, what is the name of that song, robot?
The Dixie remix, but then is the only word.
And here's one, let's see. All right, robot.
I was tired of my lady.
We've been together too long. The Pina Colada song.
And that is by what? Who wrote that song, Mr. Robot?
Robot Thumbs.
And so that's pretty cool. Anyway, use code small ear snake at auditoryale.com. So I was a little disjointed, but
that was so inconsistent. So you know Google has that, right? On the Google app? You just hum.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, so why would they want to pay for this robot?
Because, I don't know, it's cooler to have like a little Indian robot in your house, I think.
That'd be kind of sweet.
Speaking from experience?
Less likely to track you.
An Indian robot is less likely to track you than the Google app.
Yes.
For sure.
All right.
I think so.
Anyway, Indians
have figured that out yet.
Back to Flintstones gummies. We were never allowed to take them. We took them for like a couple days, but they were like of the devil, you know, because like kids think they're like candy and they'll eat too many of them and then poop vitamin D. the band.
Only if you're into that kind of thing.
The band, not the vitamins. Anyway, or that's vitamin C. I'm sorry. Vitamin C is the band. They made Graduation. As we go on, we remember.
I don't.
All the good times.
There were none.
Spent to shut the
You have no.
I was alone.
No, you had us. Come on, man. We had some times in high school.
Yeah, let's talk about those.
Nope.
Please?
Nope. Why?
All the mediocre.
Name one.
Times. We are together.
I'm trying to think.
Probably wasn't there.
Dang, dude. Yeah, that's pretty funny.
Facts.
I don't know. I literally don't remember much about high school unless someone starts talking about it, and then I'll remember every detail, like flawlessly.
Yeah.
I can't think of anything right now.
Yeah, I blocked it from my mind.
Yeah. Yeah.
A lot of PTSD.
Yeah. I don't know. I hit a vape in high school once. That was cool.
That was not cool. Losers vape.
Who was it?
Huh?
Whose vape was it?
Whose vape? I don't know.
Oh.
So yeah. You put your lips on the same material device that
did? Gay.
What?
Would you guys ever...
Have drank after you guys before?
No, you haven't.
Yeah, I have.
Pretty gay.
You haven't drank after me, though.
What did you drink after me? When did you do that, boy?
I drank after both of you.
Okay, and you're calling me gay?
I mean, yeah, I'm gay too. I'm pointing out that you are also gay.
What happened to your watch?
I wear it to school, so it gets all oily.
Oh, that's oil. I thought it was like cracks.
Yeah, it looked like a broken screen.
Oh, the screen. Oh no, that's the screen protector. But it's like that plastic glass that like is movable, so it tears off.
Oh, so speaking of broken Apple devices, me and my friend were in the gym, and he was doing incline dumbbell presses.
Uh huh.
And they were with 50s.
Uh huh.
And he.
Lightweight.
Cheater bar or?
Dumbbells.
Oh, dumbbells. I'm sorry. Oh, 50s. Wow. Yeah. 100 pounds. Good for him.
Yeah, total. And so he was pressing.
Plus his arm weight. That's like another 10 pounds.
Geez, dude. And then he dropped.
Plus the blood in his arms.
He dropped the weight. And I saw his right arm kind of flare out when he dropped it, and he looked down, and I was like, bro, your arm flaring kind of, like, concerned me. I thought his, like, shoulder did something. He's like, no, I was just trying not to drop it on our phones, because our phones were sitting right there next to the bench. And I was like, oh, shoot, did that fall on our phones? And so we, like, both checked our phones, and, like, there's no breaks or anything. We're like, okay, it's fine. So we did the rest of our workout, and then we went to take flexing pictures at the end of the workout.
That makes sense.
As one does.
You would.
Of course. I went to take a picture with my phone, and the screen's just black when I pull up the camera, and I hear this buzzing sound in the phone. I'm like, I think that dumbbell might have fallen on my phone, dude. And so I flipped the camera around, and the front-facing one still works, but the back-facing one is...
Don't you have a Pro?
I do have a Pro. None of the front ones work. There's three, and they're all broken. Yeah.
Wow. That sucks.
It really sucks. Every time I open the camera app, it's just a like a little...
Black.
Whoa. Is that your phone?
Mm-hmm.
Did you break yours too?
No.
What is happening?
Well, then how'd you do that?
I think I just needed to, like, exit out of the app, and then it worked again.
Are you sure?
Mm-hmm.
Show us.
Because it happened earlier, and I was able to.
Really?
See?
Oh.
I fixed it.
Hold it up to the microphone. Hold the phone up to the microphone. Can we hear it?
It's not doing the buzzing thing anymore.
Try Xing it out. Refreshing. No, no, like...
Have you tried taking...
Unlock
tried
your phone
swiping?
And then swipe down to get the camera? Or you did...
Can you swipe over to portrait or video?
Oh, I can do portrait. Or, like, front-facing, but none of the rear ones work.
Dang. No panos?
So that one still works.
Yeah, wow. No, so what are you going to do? Are you just going to live with it? Or are you going to try and get a new one? Or get it repaired?
Or
take
just
it
take all your pictures, like...
My sister has an iFixit kit, so I'm going to have her take it apart. She rebuilds phones.
Genius level.
Wow. Yeah, she's a little...
Does she work at a genius
she's
bar?
A Tony Stark. No, she does not.
Oh, okay.
She's smarter than most genius people, I feel like.
Yeah. Tonita Stark.
Did you know that they took the genius bar out of all the Apple stores because it, like, discriminated against the workers that weren't at the genius bar?
I don't care.
What's the genius bar?
It's where you go
at the Apple store? Yeah, so in the Apple store...
The most confusing experience ever,
dude,
by the way.
Apple stores are crazy.
It makes no sense.
I know. You have to, like, wait in line to get in. It's really weird. Yeah. Anyway, so in the Apple store, usually what they used to do is they had the, like, salesman that would, like, walk you through the products and, like, try to sell you a product. And then the genius bar was usually in the back of the store, and that was where you'd go for, like, if you had a problem with your device.
It's
and
tech support.
It's tech support. No. So you had – you could start as a salesman and then go through the Apple training to become a genius bar worker to actually, like, go through and, like, program stuff or fix stuff. But now I guess because of it's degrading or it's hurts the salesman's feelings that they're not a part of the genius bar because they're
just
not
rename it to like average intelligence.
Well, what they did was they got now everyone looks the same and has the same Apple uniform, the teal shirt with the tiny little Apple logo,
yeah.
And they all have this iPads and they're all throughout the store. And then if you need tech support, you go to a table and they come to you if they're part of the genius bar. But they're not allowed to say that. Because
that's so dumb. Like, yeah. If you want to be part of the genius bar, get certs.
Yeah.
Don't complain.
Well, it's a woke company with woke people that work there.
Based.
Yeah. So now certs are discriminatory?
Yep. Yeah, because that means that you're different and or better than your fellow coworkers, and that's not allowed. I'm sorry, team members.
That is so crazy.
Whatever, man.
Wow.
But,
Because there's no shot that freaking Tim Cook sees himself the same as anyone below him, dude. That guy's on top of the world.
Did you know that? I don't know if this is still true, but I know up
Tim
until.
Cook?
Oh, yeah, maybe. That sounds right.
I think so. Yeah.
Anyway, I heard that up until, at least until like 2016, because that's when I read it, but I don't know if it's still true. Every single Amazon employee, including Jeff Bezos, has to put in 1 hour of customer service per year. So truck drivers, route delivery drivers, people that work in the distribution centers, people that you know that fix the robots in the distribution centers, people that work as finances, as analysts, as marketing, literally
auditors.
Everyone, every single employee for the entire company had to put in 1 hour of customer service per year.
And this helps the company how?
It grounds you. It makes you feel closer to your fellow customer. And
that's fair.
And again, it said including Jeff Bezos. I don't know if that's true anymore.
Probably
but
not.
It was true until...
Jeffy.
Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of cool because, like, that's probably the toughest aspect of any company is working in customer service because
really?
You're either talented with people or, like, good with people, but most people aren't, and it's a valuable thing that every company needs.
Absolutely. And people...
I don't have the patience to deal with everyone's complaints, and I'll get mad at ignorant people.
Absolutely.
So...
Yeah. Yeah, you have to.
You need special people.
You need the patience to be able to say, I'm sorry, sir, that you're angry, and I can understand how frustrating this must be. Let me try and find a solution for you. And also be able to take it and not let it affect you when they're screaming and swearing at you, which I can do neither.
I apologize for not giving a
Yeah. No, it's hard, but. But yeah, absolutely. So I don't know. I mean, I think the idea is a good one.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure in
practice. Everyone equally.
I'm not sure in practice that it's great.
It's probably incredibly clunky.
Yeah. I mean, you think about, I mean, no offense.
Fred the truck driver.
Yeah.
Right. But I mean, you think about, no offense, but yeah, like route drivers, like delivery drivers that are basically at the very bottom of the chain.
What the hell do you want?
Yeah, exactly. Can you imagine like calling them for customer service and that's who you get to talk to?
Oh, your computer's broke? I don't give a
I don't know about computers. What you want me to do about it?
That might buy a new one. Dumb.
That might be fun, though. I went to the other branch of the grocery store that I was working at. So, like, work in their produce department and just see what they did over, huh?
When?
For a day, a long time ago? No, it was in the past
What was
year.
The date?
Uh-oh. Don't freaking remember, dude. Okay. Not like you where you can just pull up dates from, like, 3 years ago.
And what I'm time?
Like, how do you remember that? It was, like, probably 6 or 7.
Oh, okay.
What was the weather like?
I don't remember. It was okay. In the summer, so it was nice.
How was your drive over there? Was it like...
I was falling asleep, okay. So I don't really remember.
Okay, continue.
So, but yeah, one of the... Like, the first dude that I met there in the produce department was...
Batty?
Like, it was a dude.
Yeah, was he bad, though?
No, I know.
Bad at his job.
Oh, I heard you. Just is he... That's funny.
His name was Joe, I think.
Ooh. Joe Mama?
The only thing he talked about was Waffle House lore from the Waffle House that he used to work at in the South.
What's lore? Like an outfit?
Like that.
Like,
no.
How like do you explain inside lore? Stories that he had there? Like all the stories while he was working there, all the crazy things that happened.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. The history of
the history.
Okay.
Much, yeah.
Okay. All right. So he just talked about Waffle House, basically.
Pretty much.
Okay.
He's
okay.
Like talking about, complaining about the boss and stuff. But like all he would talk about is Waffle House. And that's I was sick. Like, oh, this is interesting.
It's based.
And everyone.
That's all he cares about.
Yeah.
You know, based, allegedly based means good.
I'll baste you like a turkey boy.
That's insane.
That's great. Say that. I read online that baste is like bad.
Nope, like, wrong.
So then why are you saying that it's based? Why would it be good that all he talks about is Waffle House?
It's just funny.
It's cool.
It's just funny. Yeah.
Okay. I have kind of a weird story. Another one.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So I was like in my study room at my school, and I was just like, I think I was actually watching Predator because I was bored.
Right.
Arnold, and Arnold?
With Arnold, yeah.
Okay.
With Schwarzenegger?
Jesse Ventura is in it too, actually. The guy that plays Predator is like 7'3".
The Baja. All
right.
Is this like a superhero type thing?
Or is Predator? You've never heard of Predator?
Well, I've heard of Chris Hansen, but I don't.
Nope.
Oh.
So Predator is a movie where it's like this alien hunter guy that basically tries to hunt humans and take their like bodies as trophies.
He's got like the dreadlocks.
He's got like a mask really and big. Dreadlocks. He's really tall.
So it's like...
It's like a monster like thriller. Have you ever heard of Alien, the movie?
Nope.
That's crazy.
Wow.
All right, well, I can't use that to explain that.
Is this like Venom?
It's a very, very famous movie.
I guess it's...
Like Venom?
More famous.
But, like, is the monster like Venom?
No.
No.
It's like a whole muscular alien.
It's a muscular alien muscular that has all alien. Kinds of, like, there's cool like weapons. Heat-seeking vision so it can see all the humans in the jungle.
It's dope.
It's got guns. It can turn
movie?
Into...
Pretty
it's
old.
Like in 80s, I think. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'll take your word for it. Anyway, go ahead. So you're watching Predator.
Okay, I'm watching Predator, and this girl comes in, and she's wearing a mask. So there's the start
but,
of it.
But could you see by her eyes and, like, how... were you catfish? Was she cute?
She looked mean.
Okay.
Her eyes looked mean.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But anyway, she comes in with her drink, her Starbucks drink.
Naturally. Pumpkin spice.
Mm-mm.
Tis the season.
No! Let me finish!
Shut up, dude.
And,
I'm trying to listen.
And she drops the drink on the floor and it spills everywhere. It's matcha tea, I think. It's all green. The whole, like, like it's a big puddle of just green drink.
I was like,
she's probably going to go to the bathroom and grab some paper towel, right? Instead, she just exits the room and gets into the elevator and leaves, and just, she's gone. She doesn't come and clean up.
That's crazy.
Just leaves it there. Yeah. And so, now my question is, do you guys think that's on par or worse than leaving a massive dump in the toilet and just not, if it clogs and you just leave it there?
Same energy.
You think it's the same level of deviousness?
For sure.
Does the toilet that has the dump in it, does it have toilet paper?
It has toilet paper, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Of course. What?
But
there's no plunger.
Oh.
Well, that's different.
That's different.
Well, but you think she had to go grab the paper towel. It'd be probably possible to get a plunger from someone, too.
Sure.
It's just a little bit more difficult.
Yeah.
Was the toilet even clogged? Or was it
No,
not?
I'm just saying, like, I'm using that as an example.
Right.
What
but,
do you think is more devious?
Well, okay, so here's the thing. If the toilet is not clogged and there was no attempt to flush it, then that's...
If it wasn't, wait.
Then that's the same level.
If they just leave a dookie.
That might be the thing. Yeah, okay, just leave it there. To show it off.
Right.
Okay, I would agree.
If they tried to flush it and it didn't, and they couldn't get it to flush, and there was no plunger, and there was that was the only bathroom for a long time, then there's that's halfway. And then if there was no plunger and there was no bathroom for a big area.
There was no bathroom.
Besides that one. Then they tried to like cover the top with toilet paper so you couldn't see it.
Oh.
Have you done?
Is that something you've done? You did like a little pie lattice?
Yeah, so that you like couldn't see it. Because like then it allows people
and
to be
just
like,
more
oh.
toilet paper in there.
Well, it's not on top of you put it over the seat so that people don't use it so they know it's out of order.
Oh.
And they don't have to look at it.
I thought you meant they like covered the poop in the
Yeah, but what if it's so if it's a toilet that doesn't like all public restrooms, they don't have the lids really, they just have the
Yeah, you just go seat. Yeah, you oh, just cover okay. the seats. So there's enough tension on either side.
Okay.
So all that right. that would be like a whole different energy. That would be yeah. if like if there was no paper towel in the whole area and she like tried to put a chair over the spill. Hmm. So that to alert people of it. But was there a paper towel near?
Yeah, the bathroom was probably like 50 feet.
Do you know was there paper towel in it?
Or well, I know at least in the men's it was
okay. Mm,
so yeah. definitely in the women's. Probably, are always
yeah.
nicer.
Yeah. yeah, it wasn't like there was only hand dryers. There was
no,
paper towel.
There was
okay,
definitely paper towel.
Okay,
grab the hand dryer. It was pretty and walk
devious.
Out with it
I don't know.
Yeah, there was. Now, what I in I live in a dorm, so we had the RA had to give us a talk. She was like, if there is a problem between you guys, do you guys want to discuss it yourselves or do you want to bring the problem to me and I'll have to intervene? And they were, and we're like...
Fist well, fight an option? It's probably the best one.
Red well, Rover.
Well, they're like...
One
Red Rover. No, but we were like, well, we're guys, so obviously if we have a problem with each other, we're just going to tell each other. We're not frickin' girls. Yeah. They're like, oh my God, Queen, I love you. And then, I hate that girl.
Yeah.
But so we're like, yeah, we're going to figure out. She's like, okay, just wondering because, you know, in past years there have been problems like, you know, someone pooped on the floor and didn't pick it up and the guys didn't
paste. That's when you use it.
Yeah, and we were like, what do you mean? And she's like, yeah, like somebody just like pooped on the floor and didn't feel like picking it up. And because they were girls, they didn't feel like talking to each other to be like, hey, could you pick the poop up?
The girls did that?
I guess.
Wow.
She was like, yeah, hey, could you pick the poop up? Like,
that's
wouldn't.
Devious.
They wouldn't talk
that's,
to each other.
That's Starbucks girl energy.
Exactly.
Yeah. So was it solid?
I heard.
Oh, okay. That's better.
But, like, where'd the toilet paper go? It wasn't in the toilet and it wasn't on the floor. So, did you just drop and leave?
Yeah.
Drop
she
and flop?
She had to get to class on time.
And then she just came back to her stinky, poopy smelling dorm.
And she just didn't acknowledge it.
That's crazy.
And her roommates, like, didn't. She was like, yeah, her roommates didn't want to communicate to her that she should pick it up, so they had to get me involved. And so I looked at my roommate and I'm like, if you poop on the floor, I'm going to her.
That's pretty funny. Apparently, so my mom went to U of M. And so when she was in the dorms,
nice.
Apparently, like,
go
everybody.
Wolverines.
It was just like everybody would drink a ton, and they used to put like
of water,
Saran wrap in the toilet.
Oh, like, that's awesome!
So when you would, like imagine when you'd pee, the backsplash would just be because
it'd be under the seat, right?
Yeah, yeah.
That'd
yeah.
be like a
imagine if you poop too. It's like
no, the pee would be returned to sender.
Nice little ricochet
return address.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah, no, that would suck.
Wow,
yeah.
Dude.
For a girl though, for a guy, I feel like it wouldn't be that bad. Because like if you're sitting down, your wiener's not gonna
depends
fall
on
into
how
the
strong
bowl.
Your stream is. I got a hose on me.
Yeah,
but you're not gonna be standing directly over it, so it would ricochet off and hit the wall. Or
I would say it would arc and then it would go forward, but
right,
maybe.
Still.
But
right.
it might.
Still,
you definitely get a little bit on you. You get some
sure.
a little bit on your inner thigh.
Very little. Very little.
I think it'd be like a
well, I mean you. Probably, you guys probably have tinkles based on the energy you guys are giving off, but I got a hose on me, boy.
Yeah.
I've put out flowers before. Not to brag.
That's crazy.
I saved my neighbor's house.
That's crazy.
Wow.
How often do you guys pee a day?
I should pee
depends.
More often. I just...
Depends. You wear them
how much
you pee
drink?
So often?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I feel like
sometimes
probably
I forget.
5 to 6 times a day. Maybe
really?
More.
Okay.
Yeah. I consume a lot of caffeine and creatine.
I feel like
now,
you're a
so
one and done type guy.
When I was
middle of the day on time.
Yeah. Up until I was probably almost 17 is when I started taking hydration seriously. Up until I was about 17, I'd pee 3 times a day, every day. Right when I woke up, sometime in the afternoon, and then
okay.
right as I was going to bed.
Okay.
Yeah. I tried to make it to the toilet before I went to bed, but Yeah, right when I woke up, right before I went to
bed. That's right, you were late. You were a late bed peer, right?
Yeah. You're bedwetter?
No, I would never was. But
I don't know about that.
I feel like that's someone like someone that wetted their bed a lot. Yeah.
Honestly, no, I never was. But yeah, so 3 times a day on the clock every time until I was 17.
You peed on the clock?
Did you punch in?
No. No, but it was around the same time every day.
Okay, cool.
And then when I was I was probably 16 and a half, I got that water bottle that I took everywhere with me, which has been replaced by the gym bro jug.
What shade?
Yeah. Up until I was 17, it was very dark. It was very unhealthy.
Nice.
Yes.
Okay. That explains a lot.
I drank like three
glasses of water.
No, I would drink like 3 or 4 bottles of Coke a day. Yeah.
Oh.
So yes, you're just LaCroix. LaCroix was able to get me off of Coke. Yeah. So and now I'm kind of addicted to that now. So
nice, dude. Big thanks to our sponsor, LaCroix.
But now that I drink so much that I do since I turned 17, I think I probably use a restroom about once every hour and a half.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think same.
Yep. How about you, buddy?
I go in the flow.
Go in the flow?
I go when I have to go.
Oh, okay.
I have no schedule.
Get in the stream of your own pee.
I go in the flow.
Self golden shower. Oh, tutorial.
No.
Would you guys ever like even consider being into that?
No.
I don't think I couldn't make myself.
We both considered right after we said that.
Yeah. I don't think I could ever even not even a
it's
little
just
bit.
Just like
it might depend.
If it tasted good, like
I'm
saying if urine inherently tasted good, but it doesn't.
Okay.
So it's like I would drink bleach if it tastes well, not bleach. Okay, hang on.
Antifreeze tastes good. You want to go? I got a bottle in my car. Antifreeze tastes
sweet, good.
Yeah, you want to go try it?
No.
Okay.
Maybe. I'll think about it. Depends on how the rest of this happens.
Antifreeze is poisonous, by the way. For those of us in our audience that don't know that, don't go.
All the Belgians, you guys don't know that.
Yeah, don't go drink antifreeze.
France people.
Oh my gosh.
Cool. Yeah, so but honestly, like estimate over your whole life, how often, how many times a day?
I don't know.
Like it was a lot less for sure until like recently.
Okay,
that's not something I track.
Yeah, I'd say it's like between 6 and 10 times these days for sure.
Do you guys poop every day?
Yeah,
I like to store them up. Speaking of which, I had a giant dookie the other day, and I flushed it with no toilet paper, and it didn't go down.
Yeah.
Hefty, no?
Anthony does. Wow. He stayed at my house for a couple
weeks
for several years in a row. And
I'm
he,
a dog.
He clogged our toilet, I think, every day.
It's called revenge.
My dad, one time, he couldn't get it with a plunger. He had to get the snake.
Mm.
And it scratched the porcelain on the toilet because of how aggressive he had to snake our toilet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, that problem is I'm like a half ply family.
Right.
And you're like a 12 ply family.
Yeah.
So I wasn't able to convert the units all that well. I didn't want to use like one sheet and that'd be like what
toilet
equivalent
is not great.
Yeah. So that's a good story.
Three sheets is equivalent. You used like 7. So
yeah,
it was too much.
I don't like poop on my fingers.
You can like feel the thickness.
Right.
Hand,
absolutely.
You know?
It should.
I'm
should
tone
be.
Deaf.
Nope. That's not what that is. I mean, you are, man. But that's not what that. That's
oh,
not.
Oh, got him. If I am, what are you?
Not tone deaf.
You just don't have ears.
Tone deceased. Been dead for a while.
I'm tone embalmed. It's still kind of there.
Tone mummified.
Tone
6,000 years ago.
Tone served in World War II.
World War II was not 2,000 years ago.
I'm just saying. Anthony sent pictures of his dookies before to me.
Just once. I didn't
one
take
time.
A,
one time.
Yeah. Just
yeah.
once.
It was impressive.
It was big. I mean, it was nice because it was all solid.
Yeah, yeah. Well, if you'd sent me just like brown water, I probably would have been a little sad.
That would have sucked.
I remember the first time Matt was talking about like Anthony sending him private pictures like outside the group chat.
Don't phrase it like that.
Wait, we're talking about the poop pics, right?
Yeah, but you didn't say that when you first
private.
Yeah, that's horrible.
When we first were talking about it, you didn't say that. And so You had just said, "Oh, Anthony send me pictures." And I was all sad because, like, oh, I never get to see any pictures. Anthony never sends me anything. He's like, "Oh, you want to see what I sent to Matt?" I was like, "Yeah." And it was his freaking toilet filled with his poop. And I was like, "I'm very sorry. I will never be jealous of anything you've done this with Matt ever again."
It sucks. horrible, horrible.
Speaking of poop, I got a new job. I'm a route driver for a septic place.
Yeah, we've definitely talked about this a lot.
At least twice.
No way.
A lot.
Wow. No way.
Yes.
At least twice.
That's crazy.
Several times.
Last two episodes and the one before that.
There's no way.
Yeah, two separate sessions.
What were we talking about?
Well, we talked about the water, the color of the water.
Yeah.
Talked about how you take the lids off. Pretty much probably every aspect of your job.
Yeah.
You put anyway, in like, I really like
how you really like it because of the pod. You can listen to podcasts and music.
I did say that.
Mm-hmm. But you also get exercise. It's like the perfect
balance.
Yeah.
You guys listen. Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah, we're, no choice.
We're proud of you.
Audience.
And we're happy you enjoy it.
Yeah, I do. I really like poop.
I have an interesting fact for you guys. Moving away from that whole deal.
Yep.
Okay, you guys know the song.
I pumped out a mansion for the first time.
You guys know the song Respect by Aretha Franklin?
R-E-S-P-C-T or whatever.
That's the one, yeah. You didn't spell it right. So that is, do you guys know who actually wrote that song, though?
Elton John.
It's not Aretha Franklin.
Elton John.
I'm going to guess.
Elton John.
And I'm probably mixing up my eras, but Stevie Wonder.
No.
Bach.
Elvis?
No. So, okay, so you probably will not know who this, but I think you probably will know.
Jackson 5.
So the guy who wrote it is named Otis Redding, and he's very good. He sings, most famous song he sings is Sitting on the Dock of a Bay. Yeah, that song. Very good song. But anyway, it was like really surprising because that's like probably the most famous cover of all time. Nobody even really knows it's a cover, you know?
Of Respect?
Wait.
Yeah, because that's a cover. She didn't write it, yeah.
Well, no, but was he a ghostwriter or did he release it?
I don't think he ever released it, yeah.
Okay, well, then it was a ghostwriter.
Oh, I guess. Okay, yeah. Well.
So,
so it's not a cover. But yeah, okay, cool. Cool.
Yeah.
Well, did Aretha Franklin write other songs that she...
She probably wrote some, yeah. I'm sure she wrote some.
Okay.
What's her other big ones?
It's like Ariana Grande. Like,
I Will Survive, obviously.
Nope, that's not her. That's Gloria Gaynor.
What?
Yep.
Shoot.
But like, you know, artists like Ariana Grande, like, don't write anything. They're strictly singers.
That sucks.
Yeah.
So like, was Aretha Franklin like that, where she was strictly a singer? And then I guess that wouldn't be that surprising.
I don't think so. I bet she wrote some of her own songs. I can check it out.
Okay. The three of us saw that, that one show on the riverboat in Nashville.
Yeah.
And they did that Respect. And if you remember the, she was wearing...
Nothing.
Like this.
Nope. Close to nothing.
That's.
And it was awesome.
Okay. She was wearing like this fringy, frilly, like short dress, like 1920s style, but like too short.
Yeah.
And it wasn't that bad, but it was a bit much. And our chaperones for our Christian homeschooled group were all like, I think didn't one of them walk out because she was so offended? And then the other ones were just like had their arms crossed, like
she
scowling.
Looked
she looked so mad.
It was
so funny.
It was awesome.
I think she yelled at our travel agent for that. Like,
oh really?
I think she got in trouble.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, so I looked it up. Her top three songs she had no part in, but number four she was a songwriter for.
Okay.
So I guess
What were they? What were the names?
Oh, I Say a Little Prayer. You've probably heard of that one if you don't recognize the name.
I don't think
you
so.
Make me feel like a natural woman.
Make me feel like a natural woman.
I think I heard it like once.
Yeah, very good song. But apparently, that song is actually written by Carole King. She's like famous in the 70s.
Carole King.
So it's like, I know Neil Diamond, he wrote a bunch of songs like in the 50s for like doo-wop groups.
Yeah.
But then in the 70s is when he like, you know, Sweet Caroline.
Yeah.
All those.
Yeah.
It's like kind of interesting. Like some people like get started as like songwriters. Like even in modern day, like I think like Hardy and Ernest were like songwriters.
They wrote a lot of Morgan stuff.
Oh, yeah.
They wrote on that. Morgan Wallen actually helped write a Jason Aldean song too.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Julia Michaels wrote, I think, a lot of Taylor Swift songs.
Really?
Okay.
Ed Sheeran's written
so
a lot of songs.
So why do all her songs suck so bad? I guess they both suck.
Wow.
Yeah. Sorry.
Cause I gotta live here. Yeah.
Who's the other one I was gonna? Ryan Tedder from.
Oh Public
yeah. Has written so many. Oh,
yes, that's what I was gonna say. He wrote Halo for Beyonce.
What?
That was his like pride and joy. He wrote Halo.
That's insane.
Yes,
that's
crazy. I was. That's what I was just gonna say because I went to the One Republic concert and he was like, for those of you that don't know, I'm a ghostwriter. And here's some of the songs that I really have enjoyed working on.
Yeah.
And he did a whole bunch of them, and we're like, this is wild.
I think Charlie Puth wrote Stay by Kid Laroi and Justin Bieber.
That makes sense. That sounds like a Charlie Puth song.
Yeah. No, Ryan Tedder's, like, all of his One Republic songs are also, like, big.
Right.
Because he's literally cracked the code, for so many reps with, like, other artists. Yeah. He goes to write a song, and he's like, I know how to make a radio song. This is going on the radio.
That's crazy, yeah.
Besides his connections, I'm sure he is.
You guys, okay, so I just looked up on the Rolling Stone, they have, like, the 100 greatest, like, list for, like, whatever, like, movies, TV shows, stuff like that. Who do you think is number one on this list for most prolific songwriter?
What does prolific mean?
Prolific is, like really well known, like a prolific serial killer would be like Ted Bundy. Yeah, because he's like did it the best.
Callback, but okay.
You talked about Ted Bundy before?
Yeah, it was like our second episode. I didn't know who it was.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah,
that you didn't know that. Wow.
No, you didn't know who who's the guy that. Okay, it's fine.
Anyway, okay. So prolific songwriter, the most well known. Is probably, I don't know, somebody that's actually, I don't know, Elton John or somebody.
Throw something out there.
I don't know. Somebody that writes
Okay, so this
stuff.
Guy.
It's an older one.
This guy.
Oh, give me an era.
Bach.
Okay, so it's like 70s.
Oh,
I think. Yeah, mainly.
That's not
Bach. Probably 70s, late 60s. He wrote, he has like a terrible voice.
I know who this is.
Oh, okay. Oh, what's his name? He can't speak.
He can speak. He just can't really sing.
No.
He's got a really nasal voice.
Yeah.
And his name, he goes by a nickname.
Ozzy.
I can picture his face.
Ozzy.
I'll show you a picture of him.
Yep. Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is he from the Beatles?
Crap. No.
Ringo?
And actually, his last name is also a first name, too.
Bob Dylan.
that was what I got, huh? Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, he wrote a bunch of songs, I guess.
He's the most prolific artist.
That's what it says. I mean,
people know him as a songwriter?
Blowing in the Wind.
They don't.
I mean, yeah, that's the thing. Like,
but his songs are huge.
Like, that's not what he said. Written. He said, what's the most prolific songwriter?
This is the
most
top 100 list.
Yeah. The most well-known. So
known, but like has most famous songs that he's written.
So then he's not prolific.
Yes, he is.
He's prolific.
His songs are prolific.
Okay, sure. Okay. I guess the definition of prolific is not necessarily most well-known, but, like, they've done it the most. Like, prolific serial killer would be, like, the one with the most kills or something.
Definitely, most influential.
Yeah, most influential.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Okay.
Number two, they have Paul McCartney on there, which makes sense. Okay. He did a lot. John Lennon's number three.
That makes sense.
Obviously, they wrote something. Number four is Chuck Berry.
Okay.
Really?
Smokey Robinson
I thought he
is
stayed
on
in his,
here, too.
In his, I thought Chuck Berry stayed with his own music. I didn't know he was a writer.
Cool. I guess. And then, let's see, we got number six is... Mike Jagger and Keith Richards.
Okay.
Oh, I love the Rolling Stones. It's the Rolling Stones. You know the Rolling Stones?
Sure.
Okay.
Carole
King's on here, seven here.
Okay. Do you guys know the Maroon 5 song, Moves Like Jagger?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I always, until I was probably
You 14, said the N-word?
Nope. I thought it was, I got the moves vagina. And I was
it
like,
it does sound like that.
I was like, what is a move vagina?
I want to find out. Well, I'm sure Mick Jagger probably danced and danced, if you know what I mean.
What?
I
is that a reference?
He just had a kid. He's like 90s.
Really? Yes, I heard about that. He had it with
he's 80. He's Joe Biden's age. That's right.
Who else? Was it
like 80?
Al Pacino just had one?
Mm-hmm. It might have been Robert De Niro.
That one.
Mick Jagger didn't he have a baby with like a Playboy bunny or something?
Probably several.
A person, of course. A person, not the actual. Not a
bunny.
Yeah. Well, better than the Easter bunny, I guess.
Did the Playboy man, when Playboy stopped making magazines in like 2016, did they like, did the mansion just go away too?
Probably not.
No, I think it's still around.
Did Hugh Hefner die?
Yes.
I think so.
Yeah.
He did a while ago.
Ugh, what a creep.
Scum.
What a creep, dude.
Yeah, for real.
A Tony Stark of freaking women, I think.
That's terrible.
Yeah, I can only aspire.
Terrible. And all those girls that were manipulated into thinking they'd have, like, record deals and become famous movie stars by doing that kind of stuff.
Now they got ripped off. I just had to spend a week in this dude's house. They got scammed.
Dude, for real. Just like the girls on Epstein's Island.
We can't.
Audible sigh.
We can't recover from that one.
All right, guys. Well, thanks for listening.
If you enjoyed us talking about poop and
babies
and more poop. And actually pee, too, we talked about.
Oh, yeah, we
covered all three. Babies, pee, and poop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Core four.
Core four.
I like it. Fantastic four.
Yeah. If you have questions, comments, or would like us to do a topic, email us at 3idiotsinastudio@gmail.com. That's the numeral 3. IDIOTS.
DM us on Instagram pictures of your biggest turds.
Please don't do that. I run the account and I do not want to see it.
Do it. Do it.
No!
Do
it. Duty it.
Get it?
All right, continue.
Yeah, follow us on IG at The Drivel Hour. Have a great night. Don't forget to wash your butt after you poop.
Please.
Wash it.
Get yourself.
Oh, and maybe in Denmark or whatever the hell they are.
Belgium.
They have little spigots that they use.
Bidets. Yeah. Big toilet paper doesn't like that.
Poop's big.
The big three. Georgia-Pacific, Procter & Gamble, and Kimberly-Clark. The big three. They will never allow.
Who yeah. owns the bear one?
Probably Kimberly-Clark.
Who owns Procter & Gamble? Scott's?
I bet it's Procter & Gamble. For
maybe.
All of them.
No, well, Kimberly-Clark owns Cottonelle. So.
Mm.
And Johnson & Johnson?
Georgia Pacific owns most of the paper towel and the really cheap toilet paper you see. Like you have.
Ah, Anthony.
Yeah.
Georgia Pacific.
Yeah, like industrial stuff.
Mississippi Atlantic.
Stuff. That's what I assume. I don't think they do any like household names. But
all right. That's all the time we got.
Anyway,
for this
one. Get your septic tanks pumped out regularly. Wipe after you poop and wash your hands after you wipe.
We'll buy your septic tank an enema.
See you guys later.